Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today from Washington, D.C. is U.S. Senator Ben Sasse. Senator, it's good to have you back today.
Thank you, Karen. It's good to be home.
Senator Sasse, why are you passionate about the culture of life and passing the pain-capable Unborn Child Protection Act?
I just think that the culture of life, to the point that you and I have, you know, heard lots of people say with tears in their eyes, and on cold January days, tears in their eyes because of love and compassion for moms and babies, not just because it's frigid in Nebraska in January at March for Life days. But when we're at the steps of the unicameral, one of the things that you hear so many people saying, and so many young women, maybe of people who've had abortions and now have the ache and the regret of that, what you hear them saying is, hey, this isn't first and foremost about legislation. I believe in passing this legislation. But first and foremost, this is about getting people to pause and reconsider human dignity. This is about pausing and trying to celebrate and recognize the dignity of the gift of being an image bearer of God, which is what each of these little babies are. And we can do better than we're doing right now. And that includes bringing this bill for a vote and trying to get it to the president's desk for signature. But it also includes just standing with babies and celebrating moms and letting them cry on your shoulder about some of the stuff that when you say, hey, if you're trying to bring your baby to term and he or she is 20 weeks along in gestation and you find a medical problem with them and the doctor's going in to do surgery in utero, we give them anesthesia now. Why do we do that? We do that because we know that these babies feel pain. They're alive and that their nerves are sensitive and they recoil from those surgical instruments and from that pain. Well, how can we not be providing protection for these most vulnerable among us? We can and we must do better. That includes legislation, but it also includes the civility of love and persuasion. So thanks for what you fight for, Karen.
Well, thank you, Senator Sasse. And Nebraska Family Alliance worked diligently to pass such legislation at the state level, and we want to see it at the federal level. We applaud you for working diligently to change hearts and minds, because every baby deserves the chance of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Amen.
Thank you, Senator Sasse. God bless you for your work.